The Blue Jays and the Reds at Rogers Center. The Blue Jay bats had been silent through three, but that would change in a hurry.
Pitch. This ball game is tied up at 2-2. That's an upper deck home run. Josh Donaldson, number three. And that baby reached the upper deck in left field above the name of Carlos Delgado. An extremely long run. Here's a pitch. And here's a drive. And it's a 3-2 ball game in favor of Toronto. And that's in the second deck in left center field. Number 10 for Bautista. And they are beginning to tee off on Asher Wojciechowski. 3-2, Toronto.
We had a little rain today, too.
You had a lot tonight, apparently, after we got inside here. Thundering and lightning outside. Here's another one. And it's a 4-2 ball game. Here's another bomb, deep left center field, and Cozart's homered again. Two home run night for Zach Cozart. He picks on a one strike pitch from Danny Barnes to make it a one run ball game. Line drive left center field, caught! Diving grab by the left fielder, Carrera. That baby had extra bases written all over it. And a big time play by the Toronto left fielder Ezekiel Carrera to flat rob Adam Duvall and keep this game tied up. Jose Bautista, he throws the 1-0 pitch to Morales, and there it goes. It's gone. Home run. You simply don't bring him into a tie game.
Blue Jays upend the Reds 6-4. They've won 7 of 8. Jay Happ throws 4 innings in his first start since April 16th, walking his first 3 batters of the season after entering Tuesday with 20 Ks against 0 free passes. Devin Travis hitless in 3 at-bats. That snaps his hitting streak at 13 games. Though the Reds did battle back to make it a 4-4 game entering the bottom of the 8th, they would be done in by Kendrys Morales' 2-run homer, which would prove to be the difference on Tuesday. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price with his thoughts on Tuesday's 6-4 loss to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, well, yeah, big blow, but, you know, 4-run inning, 3 homers, and then a 2-run shot in the 8th to give them the lead, get to the closer with the lead. It's a pretty good recipe for success. You know, they didn't have a bunch of hits today like they did yesterday, but what they did put in play hard left the ballpark. And I think not the unforeseen, but the thing that stood out to me even more than the home runs was the play by Tulowitzki, Smoke, and Carrera, because those three plays are all run-scoring plays for us if those balls get down. Schebler, I think, with the bases loaded, an absolute missile. Tulowitzki picks and gets the out, and then Smoke catches Jeanette's liner with a runner at second, and then certainly the Carrera play on Duvall was, I can't say any of them are game savers, but it sure is a different ball game if we actually get the lead in that situation. So, got to tip your hat to them, because when the plays had to be made, they made every single one.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the chances you had and tipping your cap to their defense. Baseball can be such a punishing game like that. You want the guys to hit it on the screws, and they did, but sometimes it just doesn't go your way, and some of them are atom balls.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to tip your hat too often, because you're putting yourself in too many positions to allow yourself to have to tip your hat. And today we came out, we took the early lead, we got to our power too, with Cozart hitting 2 homers, Joey hitting 1, we hit some balls on the screws, we had Happ in some tough spots, and he was able to kind of manage his way out of it without giving up the big blow, the critical blow. And then, you know, we were competitive against their bullpen until they got to Osuna, and then he was able to shut us down with the 2-run lead. But, we made some really nice defensive plays too. The pitching was better. Lorenzen was huge, giving us a chance to come back and win that game, and we just couldn't pull it out.
Wojciechowski, you talk about pitchability all the time, and that inning where he ran into trouble, did it seem like pitch selection maybe wasn't his friend?
No, I'd say it was location. I mean, he hit 2 hitters. You know, he's going inside on Pilar, and I think Tulowitzki got hit too. and he hits both of them. And then the home runs, you know, were pitches that ran back, elevated up out over the plate that were, you know, hit well. I just don't think it was necessarily pitch selection. It was pitch execution in those spots. And then, you know, Woody, I think, was trying to go in there on Morales, and the ball ran back out over the plate, and he hit the two-run homer.
Asher Wojciechowski had been pitching very well through three, but the fourth inning was a nightmare for the right-hander as he gave up three home runs as well as a 2-0 lead. Here is Wojciechowski speaking about his outing and about the Reds' 6-4 loss to the Blue Jays on Tuesday.
Just left some fastballs over the heart of the plate. Started the inning off by losing one and hitting Pilar, and then Donson, left up trying to go down away, left a fastball up and right over the heart of the plate, and he did what he does. And then same thing to Bautista, just trying to go down away, and I leave one right down the middle. So,
is it? I know you come in here and you want to do well starting and all that, but the way this team has struggled to get innings, does that make it even tougher knowing that you needed to go a little bit longer?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, my job was to go deep in the game, and I didn't do that today. Lorenzen did a great job of picking up my innings, but it was definitely frustrating not being able to go deep into the game.
With your fastballs that were in the upper half of the zone and up on the edge as well, was that part of the plan going into the game to kind of play that off the changeup slider?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's how I pitch. I mean, I'd like to get the ball down more, but it was working for me early on, definitely trying to get the ball down more consistently. And that fourth inning just left some center cut, and got to do a better job next time of locating my fastball.
The Reds try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Tim Adelman as he squares off with Mike Bolsinger.